If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Rule. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, tu casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Baby, take in the morning. Hi, everybody. It's Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. It's actually quite warm and almost humid out when I woke up this morning. I had my big furry hat that Mallory gave me a couple Christmases ago that I love to wear to keep my noggin warm. Ooh, speaking of noggin, Veronica, you're going to love the people we're going to talk to after 8:30 this morning. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the Christmas car, by the way.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's I wasn't sure if you are you two both going to be here next week?
I'm going to be here.
All right. I wasn't sure. You know, you guys have better agents than me.
Now I just feel bad.
Which is obvious by the role that I had in the Christmas thing. You know, everybody says that whole thing about there's no small role. It's not true. You know, when you're in a performance, you know, there's no small role. That's not true. I had a small role. I mean, I didn't even come here at the beginning of it, right? You're not agreeing with me. Lindsay had two roles. All of a sudden, she was businessman number one and two. And did I wish I had that audio because she did like some kind of man voice. You're like, hello there.
Did you still have a cold, Lindsay?
No, it would have worked better.
It probably would have.
Yeah, you would have had a lower voice yesterday. I think that's what
Stephanie's like. The producer said, just say something. Just go, because I don't know who was number one. Who didn't show up for their part?
I don't know. I mean, the one thing is, while I had a small part, I still did show up.
You really did.
Yeah. I mean, I showed up.
So did you throw that line in there about PermaSeal, or was it written in?
I threw the line
in
about
so
PermaSeal.
Good.
Well, I might as well get something out of it, right?
Now, can you confirm this? I was told that Mary Vandeveld, who works on the morning show, had one line in the play, and during her line, Jimmy DeCastro walked in the room, and everybody went nuts. And nobody heard her one line? Did that happen? I heard that happen.
That might have happened, yeah.
Like, she was about to give her line, and Jimmy walked in, and everybody was like, Jimmy!
Yeah. It's fun. I hope the listeners enjoy it, because it is fun. It really is fun to have everybody together to do that, and it really harkens back. You know, Carl Amari, who hosts the WGN Radio Theater at night, he co-hosts that, and he kind of directs it all, and you can tell he's totally in his element, which is very fun. So it was nice. We had a nice time, and, you know, maybe next year I can be sidewalk number one and two or something like that. It was fun.
I always love when you're reading the credits in a movie and they'll just randomly say, dead guy number one, you know, Lou.
Right. Lou Manfredini. Yeah. Right. Well, do you remember, Sam, you're probably too young. Did you ever see the movie The Big Chill?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
You, Veronica, have seen The Big Chill.
Of course, but as I've told you, I forget things as soon as I watch them. So.
Well, the movie debut of this actor, do you remember the whole premise of the Big Chill, where the friend dies and they all get together, like the college friend? They all went to the University of Michigan, remember? And one of their friends dies, and that's kind of what brings them all together. The dead guy, who you never saw his face, was Kevin Costner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And I don't know that it was his first movie role, but it was like his first major. And I think in the movie, you know, when they were filming it, you saw his face, but then they ultimately decided not to show it at all.
Who's the lead in that?
Oh, no. There's Kevin Kline was in that movie. William Hurt. Who's the guy that played, who's the guy that does the rental commercials now? Jeff Goldblum was in that movie.
I got to watch it again.
That's a really good movie. And what's who was the woman from that put the dead rabbit in the pot? Glenn Close.
Oh, okay.
That, when I think of Glenn Close, that's what I think of.
I was thinking, oh, wait a minute,
Glenn
Paula
Close.
Dean.
A young, Paula, yeah, you know, that would be Hasenfeld.
Shows, yeah, shows you what kind of shows I watch.
My aunt was in the movie.
It's a good movie. I wonder if it still holds up, The Big Chill. That was good. There was good music in that. Yeah, that was a good one. All right, let's. It's the Mr. Fix-It Show. So here's what we're going to do. Today, we are. Are you someone that loses your keys or you can't find your purse? At my house, the most used app at my house is the Find My iPhone app for all the Manfredini phones. Every now and then, I'll just get a random text, at least once or twice a week. Find My iPhone was played on Mallory Manfredini's phone, or Find My iPhone was played on Max Manfredini's phone. We have a Noodaloo 2 that'll help you find your wallet, your phone, or anything, or even your keys, and you don't need an iPhone, right? Amazing. And then I'm really excited about this. We're going to talk to a company after 8:35 this morning called Love Your Melon. The winter, you need a hat, but the hats that you're going to buy from this company are going to also help children with pediatric cancer. And I just love the whole idea. Did you post that video up on our Facebook page? Before you listen to this interview, if you can go to my Facebook page, go to facebook.com, Lou Manfredini. There's a video up of them these few people that are putting together these hats that they make. And there's this sweet lady who's kind of taking this from yarn to hat. And it is, when you think about what this company does and you watch this video, you've never been so touched by watching someone knit a hat. It's really cool. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Mary in Frankfurt. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou, and thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you, too.
You, too. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Listen, a few years back, I had brand-new kitchen cabinets installed, new kitchen, and they're white, glossy white cabinets. And within like 4 or 5 months, some of the paint started coming off of the cabinets. So my builder called the cabinet guy. He came out, he took the tops off, and he redid them. Well,
he took the doors off.
Took the doors off. I'm sorry. The doors off of all the cabinets.
Okay.
So then later on, I told him there was one of my garbage bin. The paint's coming off of it again. And this is like 4 months later. So he goes, no problem. He came and he took it, redid it, and now it's 4 or 5 months later, and the paint is still coming off of that garbage bin, the pull-out one. And it's just me and my husband in my house. And I, you know, like told my husband, don't even touch anything on the paint. Use the knob on it. But what is the correct kind of white, glossy paint to use on a kitchen cabinet?
Well, so, you know, the thing is this. Painted cabinets, I mean, even when they're, you know, they typically when they do these painted cabinets, they're it's a sprayed-on finish. It's a hard enamel, you know, not unlike when you go get a manicure, you know, and you get a really good manicure and they put that top coat on and it's really sturdy, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but even that really sturdy manicure can chip, right?
Yeah.
The first place that's going to chip on any painted cabinet is the basket chute, you know, where the trash bin is. Because you're using it so much, and you know you go to that cabinet more than any other cabinet in the house, pulling it out, putting stuff in there. When you throw something in there, you bang it off the ledge. It sags a little bit because of the weight of the garbage can, so it hits the side and it chips. And so it's not uncommon that's where you're going to see chipping right away. With any painted cabinet, chipping is a problem. Now, the ones that he fixed. You know, the upper, I assume they were uppers that
he
fixed.
Yes.
Are those all fine?
Those are all fine, yes.
Yeah.
It's just that bottom one is, I mean, it's so noticeable. I mean, like, most of the paint came off, but, and it just...
Now, when you say most of the paint came off, like a large section of it or just a chip?
A large, right. It's not just a chip. It's a, I'd say the whole top, you know, rim, maybe 2 inches across, right
the top,
in the middle.
The top edge of the door.
On the top.
And when that when that closes, does that close underneath a drawer above?
Yes, it does.
And is it hitting that?
Not at all.
All right. On the back side of that door, are there little felt stoppers to keep the actual door itself from hitting the frame?
All right, so
when you pull it out.
Yes, there are. Yes,
okay.
There are.
And those, when you close that, they do make contact with the frame.
It makes contact with it. But you're talking almost like the back edge of it. I'm talking the front edge of
no,
it.
No. I understand. Oh, but my point is that if there weren't those felt pads, when the door, you know, the wood of the door would slam against it, that can cause that hard finish to chip. Here's what I would do. If they redid the doors on top and those are fine, I think it was probably just something that went on with the paint. I think it's reasonable to go back one more time and say, look, I get that I use this cabinet a lot, but it seems crazy that it would chip the way you're describing it now. A little chip here and there, that's going to happen, Mary, and you just got to you got to sort of accept that. But if it's a large section that's missing, ask the person if they will come and take that door back, resand it, refinish it, coat it really well, put the right protection on there, and then reinstall it, and then, you know, you should be able to use, you shouldn't be going around your kitchen using it with kit gloves. That's my point. You know, these cabinets should be able to take a beating, and just have them redo all that, and I think you'll be good to go. Hang on a second, Mary. We're going to send Mary an app gift card. It's a $50 app gift card. If you need more information, go to abt.com for all your electronics and appliance needs. It's 7:25 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
And now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Tommy is in Chicago. Tommy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, let me take you off speakerphone.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, Lou, I got a American Standard toilet about 9 years old, and the float keeps dropping. You know, it'll keep filling up with water when you don't do anything.
Okay.
I don't hear any. Usually, the old plungers you'd have to replace.
The flapper, you mean?
Or the flapper, yeah. You could hear the water running, leaking in there.
Is the float, is it on an arm and a ball, or is it vertical on a cylinder?
It's vertical on a cylinder.
Okay. And when you look at the tank, where's the water level at as it pertains to the overflow? About a half inch down from the top?
No, it's considerably farther down from there.
Oh, okay. And so all of a sudden it just starts filling up, and then it stops, or does the toilet eventually flush, or what? Tell me what happens.
No, it'll refill to a certain point on its own, and then, you know, the flow will come up and it'll stop. And the stopper is like a plastic bulb that seats in the drain tube.
Right.
With a rubber grommet around it. And it looks like it's all one assembly, the plastic fill tube, the drain pipe, and the bulb. And I can't get the bulb out. It's got like a barb on it. There's a crosshatch in the pipe. And I can't lift the stopper out of there because it's got a bulb on it.
And no, as far as you know, there's nothing leaking into the tank. Excuse me, into the
bulb.
Into the bulb.
No. Don't hear anything.
Don't see anything.
No.
Okay. Try this. Two things to try. Take a little food coloring, not red, like a blue or a green, if you have it, and put it in the tank. After the toilet's flushed and it's stopped, and don't touch it at all. And then see if 20 minutes later you see any color in that
in
the bowl at all. That could be a small little leak that you're not seeing, where it's going down and then it's causing the float to fill back up again. If that's the case, then we have to replace the flapper. If you don't see any of that and you're having a hard time getting the float off, a fill valve assembly, You know, the whole fill valve assembly on the toilet is an inexpensive, easy fix. Shut the water down. I don't know if you've done this before, but, you know, you flush the toilet, you scoop out any extra water, take a towel or whatever, dry it out, buy a brand new fill valve. I really like, there's a fill valve that's a pressure one by a company called Philpro. And it's a small little unit that actually sits at the bottom of the tank. There's no float whatsoever because it's a pressure. It almost looks like a little pancake a little bit that you assemble. Then it's got a fill tube that you put over the top of the overflow to fill the toilet tank up. That thing will run forever. Yeah. It'll run forever. But try that. If you see the little food coloring, put the replace the flapper. If you don't, then I would just go ahead and replace the entire fill valve assembly. It's a $20 fix, and you're good to go. Here's Mike in Hoffman Estates. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I recently had the exterior of my house replaced. I had the siding taken off, house wrap, hardy board siding.
Nice.
And I had some interior drywall done in our family room, and the kind of did the drywall, did not insulate around the sockets. So I got cold air pouring in from the sockets. Is there a quick fix to insulate around there? Without damaging the drywall?
You can buy insulation pads that you put, that you take, you'll take the trim off of the receptacles, and you'll slide this over the top, and it fits snugly around the device, covers the entire opening.
The foam ones?
Yeah, they're like thin little foam.
Yeah, I already did that.
And that doesn't help?
Yeah. Is there a way I can take the knockouts and take the socket out of the box, knock out some of the knockouts, and put that spray foam in there, the expanding foam?
Yeah, the problem is that when you do that, you know, you're gonna fill up the box, and the device and the wires are all gonna get full of foam.
And, you know, the little slugs inside the box.
Well, all right, well, here, how about this? What we want to do is we want to get behind that, and where they cut the drywall around the plaster ring, you know, you may be able to slide on an angle if you took a little wood awl, you know, a little pointy wood awl, mm-hmm. and went on an angle. You could poke a hole in the back of the drywall, because remember, the box is bigger than the ring that you see, and you can foam around it like that. Okay, so I don't want you putting foam in the box. Actually, the box has holes in it too that you could probably get the little great stuff to go through that you wouldn't have to.
I'm asking, knock out one of those.
No, but I don't think you need. I wouldn't do the knockout. In other words, there's holes in that's called a 1900 box that's in there.
Oh,
there are holes that a screw would go through, because if you were going to assemble multiple boxes, there are holes there. And you can probably get that little tube that's on the end of a bottle of great stuff to go through there to fill it. But what I want you to do is there's the regular great stuff, and then there's the low expanding great stuff. If you put too much, you can actually bow out the drywall or move the box,
because
it's strong. Get the lower expanding one. These outlets that you want to do are low, right? They're about a foot off the ground.
Right.
Yeah. So don't be. I'm assuming you have insulation in the wall, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we just got to spray a little bit.
Good job of it.
Don't go crazy, because if you put too much in there, you're going to blow it out. But just go through it if you take the device out. And what I want you to try and avoid is getting foam in the actual box. Because when you put the device back in, if you ever have to service that device or do whatever, it's just going to be a complete mess. So just take it easy with that. Appreciate the phone call. 7:44 in the morning. When we come back, we got a terrific Noodaloo 2 for you people to keep misplacing your keys and your wallet and your purse. I know who you are. 7:48 in the morning. This is our Noodaloo 2. Your keys, your purse. Sam brought his purse in, which is a bag. What do you call a man purse?
Purse? Like, whose purse is that? That's my purse.
I thought it was a purse. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you.
It's okay.
It's all right. Our Noodaloo 2 is, I'm really curious about how much these are, because I love this whole idea. Take a listen.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you?
Do you recognize this sound?
Tommy.
Well, you've just given yourself away because now I know that you've lost your iPhone one too many times. But do you lose more things than just your phone? What about your keys, your wallet, your purse? If you often find yourself misplacing valuable items around the house, then this week's new Tulu 2, the Tile Slim and the Tile Mate, may be worth your consideration. The Tile Slim, like the original Tile, is a Bluetooth tracker that allows you to quickly hone in on items within your general vicinity. It's about the thickness and shape of a credit card, or a square credit card anyway, that would easily slide right into your wallet or portfolio. The Tile Mate is about the size of maybe a little bigger than a Scrabble piece that has a hole in the corner and can be attached to your keys. Download the app, and they both use Bluetooth technology to track items you've tagged or tiled within 100 feet maximum range. Tracking works both ways. You can track the tile from your phone or your phone from your tile. One limitation is, however, that it's Bluetooth only, so when the tile is out of range, it won't pick it up. However, there is a view on map feature that will allow you to see the last place that the Tile Slim or the Tile Mate has appeared in the Tile app. The Tile Slim goes for $30, and the more you buy, the more you save. The Tile Mate for $25. There's a deal right now going on at thetileapp.com. And order by midnight on Monday, and you'll still get it in time for Christmas. Or there's always Amazon Prime. All this information's up on Lou's Facebook page. Be sure to like him. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Where did you record that New to Lou 2?
In my studio. Why?
It sounded a little echoey.
What?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's have you heard the new commercials with the Penny Mustard guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm warming up to that whole thing.
Okay.
I still want to know who. Who's the girl?
The girl.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
Arvid and Ben and Nicole.
Nicole.
Right.
Yep.
They have not established who Nicole is. I get that Arvid and Ben are the brothers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of do the jokey, funny little things. And I'm warming up to it. But I want to know who Nicole is. Like, is she a daughter? Is she a cousin? Does she work there? And lately, one of them, it's like he's recording the thing in his bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, it bothers me.
This one sounded like my bathroom?
It's a little bit. Well, maybe it's because
no.
You had a cold.
I think so. We'll see.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
The new Tulu 2.
Okay. I love this idea, and the Bluetooth idea. So the thing is, it's only Bluetooth, meaning you got to be within like 30 feet of the thing.
100.
Really?
That's what it says.
What Bluetooth thing have you seen that's 100 feet?
It's more like 42.7.
Yeah, no.
It says 100.
All right, well, it's a neat idea.
But yeah, no, I mean, I tried it at our house last night, so if like I put the tile in the basement and then went upstairs, I could hear it.
The tile beeps.
Yeah,
in fact, I actually have it here. So
go
if
ahead,
you push,
hit.
Here's my bag.
On
I'm going to give you my
purse.
Phone.
Your purse?
You hit find and listen what happens. In my bag.
Oh, wow. It's like you're playing Pac-Man.
Right.
You just listen to that all day.
That won't get annoying.
Love tile. We'd like to hear from you. Love it.
So there's a map function. The only problem is, like you said, so I lost this purse at the Sox game last summer, and I said to myself, that's never happening again. So the feature on the phone is there's a tile app, and it'll show you on the map where the
Wait,
bag is.
Wait, did you have the tile before we talked about the tile?
I did.
Really?
Is that
no,
how
I
we found
down
out about
the tile?
20 minutes ago and bought one. No,
really?
Yeah, so I lost my bag, and I went to Best Buy, and I said, look, I never want to lose this bag again. What do you have for me?
Look at how smart he is.
I know.
Right?
Oh, our
so
Sammy.
Our little Sam, he's all grown up. That's smart. $25?
$25.
What is in that bag?
Wait,
that's
now,
what
now,
I want to know.
Now, here's my only question. Does it need a battery?
No. It lasts for 1 year, and then you get a new one at the end of 12
well, I'm
months.
I'm just going to put my feet up. Sam's going to take over from here.
You're not feeling well anyway.
I hope the tile people are listening.
Wait. So you spend the $25, and then they just send you another one.
When it dies out in 12 months, you get a new one.
A discounted one.
They told me I get a new one.
Oh,
1 year non-replaceable battery and limited warranty. For warranty and battery renewal information, go to thetileapp.com. 1 year or see your retailer. Look, for $25, if you're someone that really needs to make sure you don't lose stuff.
Keys are a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times are you like, oh my gosh, where are
yeah,
the
and so
thing?
The Tile Mate is an even smaller version with a little hole on it that you put on your ring.
And it allows you to see the map, so it's easier to retrace your steps. Say, for example, you leave here without your wallet. You could put that Tile Slim in your wallet, and then when you get home, you pull your Tile app up, and it says Lou's wallet is near Michigan Avenue, and the dot will show you exactly where it is. Now, you have to find it from there,
right?
But it helps you retrace your steps.
I feel like we're going to get Sam a spokesman's deal for the Tile. I'm Sam Panionovich for the Tile.
Don't lose stuff.
And I need a new purse.
And I need a new purse. All right. The information is up on my Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com, Lou Manfredini. I like it. Now, that smart technology doesn't cost a fortune. I like that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Oh, there we go. Calling the North Pole now to see if we have Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa Claus.
The North Pole.
Oh.
If you'd like to speak to Santa, press 1.
Okay, hold on a second.
If you'd like to speak to Mrs. Claus, press 2.
Yeah, maybe that'd be good.
If you'd like to speak to Santa Claus.
Oh, there we go.
Press 1.
1, yeah. Hold on, it's probably...
Please leave a message after the... It gets them every time.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
That makes me laugh. Hi, everybody. It's 8:09 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Fox Home Center and ChevyDriveChicago.com. With the impending super cold weather coming tomorrow, and, you know, it's winter, another reminder, if you have a garden hose still connected outside, go out today and disconnect it, because that still can lead to a cracked pipe. So if it's just hanging there and still connected, even if you have a frost-proof hose bib on the outside, you want to make sure you're disconnecting that. It doesn't sound like we're going to get a ton of snow, but it could be blowing. I gave this advice. I was on a radio show in Minneapolis yesterday talking about the fact that if you have a high-efficiency furnace and you have the intake and exhaust pipes on the side of the house, many times, especially in older homes, those pipes are pretty low to the ground. If a drift of snow gets next to it and clogs that pipe, what happens is, you know, furnaces now, before they turn on, do a bunch of different checks, safety checks, to make sure everything's fine. And one of the things is to make sure that the intake and exhaust are free. There's not an animal in there or it's blocked for any reason. If it sucks in a bunch of snow, it feels the back pressure is not correct and the furnace won't kick on. Now, all of a sudden, you call one of the HVAC contractors, come out, and they literally move the snow out of the way, and the thing fires up. So pay attention to that if we get a bunch of blowing snow. The other thing is the furnace filters. If you have a forced air system and you haven't changed the filters yet, go and pull those out and change them. Because if it's clogged, that furnace is going to run a lot more under these extreme conditions. Windows and doors, areas of greatest loss. If you have a lot of drafts right now, boy, are you going to feel them when it's minus 20 with a wind chill. And plastic window film, weather stripping, removable caulking, all of those things will make a world of difference to make your house warmer and help your furnace to run less. And then finally, if you have ceiling fans, put those on in reverse so you can circulate some of that hot air up high and bring it down to where you're sitting or standing so you'll be more comfortable. And, you know, just be smart, that's all. Here's Terry in Naperville. Terry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I've got a two-year-old, nice Rheem hot water heater, gas-fired, and I've never had this before. The pilot light, about two or three times a year, it goes out on me, and it's easy to start. I've got no problem with electronic igniter and everything, but nothing has changed from the past water heaters I've had down there, except I've got a new one, and I don't know why this thing keeps on going out, and it's frustrating when you want to go take a warm shower and there's no warm water.
Have you had a new furnace put in?
No.
Where does your furnace vent? Does it vent through the chimney, or does it vent out the side of the house?
It vents through the chimney after a long, like, 20-foot run through the crawl space.
Vents through the chimney. Okay. And then where is the water heater in relationship to the chimney?
It's right next to the furnace as well. The exhaust from the water heater actually taps into that same exhaust duct that runs across through the crossface.
All right. And when you and can you see the crawl space?
Oh yeah, I can climb up in there. It's all concrete
and everything, as far as you can see, the metal pipe that's hanging there, nothing has separated. The point where the water heater and the vent for the furnace come together, is that a Y or a T?
That's a good question. Let me look really quick. I believe it is a T. Yeah, it's a T. It comes. Yep.
And your furnace, so it's a regular B vent furnace. That furnace has a has an inducer motor that probably turns on to help get the exhaust going, right?
Yes.
I bet that there's some kind of backdraft that's occurring. Have you ever noticed? Does this happen when it's really cold outside?
Because
you said it doesn't happen all the time, right?
Yeah, I think it only happens during the winter. I don't remember losing hot water during the summer when the AC's running.
Right, and you've had this thing. You said this water heater's been installed for about 2 years.
Yeah, I put it in 2 years ago.
Okay, so this is my guess. Because of the way this is running, when it's cold outside in the winter months, and it probably has to be just a perfect storm here, if your furnace and the water heater are not running at the same time, there's a little bit of a backdraft that occurs. If the furnace kicks on first because it has an inducer motor, I bet what's happening, because it's a T, not a Y, it's coming back and you're getting pressure from that inducer motor that's actually blowing out the pilot light.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Couple things. You may be able to adjust the... you may be able to adjust the flame on the pilot light. I'm not certain of that. It depends on the brand of water heater. That
okay.
You could increase the flame size, which could help.
Okay.
If you changed that connection from a T to a Y, most likely that will solve the problem.
Okay, that's easy enough.
All right. And so, you know, if it's in there, because then it's just more difficult for that air to come around the corner, you know?
And then puff it in.
Correct. And that, I bet, will solve. The other thing I would check, Terry, is there's a thermocoupler, you know, that the pilot light touches when it's on. It's a little,
yep.
You know what that is?
Yeah, that's way inside there, yep.
Take, if you can remove it, and then take just while you're doing all this, it's just one other thing to do. Take a little steel wool, shine it up a little bit, and then put it back.
Okay.
Do all that, I think you'll solve that problem. No issues. 8:16 in the morning. Before we take more phone calls, I want to talk about your father's movie. Can you get on the radio for me? I want to tell all of you about a movie that's going to come out to distribution in April, a movie called Tommy's Honor. And it is the story of a father and son who are Tommy Morrison, right?
Morris.
Okay. So these two guys, okay, first of all, we got to back up. Your dad's a dentist. I know he's not a dentist, but it's better for the story. Your dad is a dentist.
Yes.
But he also makes movies. He's made movies.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And he made a movie once with you in it when you were in, like, it was like a movie long ago when you were a kid.
It sure was.
But you don't want me to tell the name of the movie.
I threw my hands in the air and said, please, Blue.
Okay. I've never seen the movie.
There's reasons.
Okay. But what night did we go? Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Okay. So your father, all of you listening may remember that Lindsay and her whole family, her dad, the dentist, went to Scotland to film this movie. Okay? And the way it was presented to me back then was, it's this movie about these golfers. Okay? Now, I'm holding up three fingers on one hand. These are the amount of times that I've played golf in my life, okay? It might actually be four. I'm not a golfer. It doesn't interest me. There's nothing about golf that other than driving the golf cart, which would be the thing that I would want to do, okay? So if you say to me I'm going to go to a golf movie, I would rather shoot myself, okay, in the foot. not kill myself, just to like a small injury, okay? And so when you're like, oh, that's great, your dad's making this golf movie about this guy, Tom Morris. I've never heard of Tom Morris. He read a book called Tommy's Honor, he and this other guy, and your dad buys the rights to this book, and then they go and make this movie. They get people to invest. They go to St. Andrews, and they film this movie, okay? Which, by the way, one of the guys in the movie is the guy from Jurassic Park.
Peter Mullen? Yeah, right?
No.
Which one?
No, the guy that's the head of the...
Oh, Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? He's the Jurassic Park guy.
Yes, you're right.
The original move. Right. I'm going, that's the Jurassic Park guy.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and he has like a small role. Not a huge role, but a pivotal role. So anyway, So you guys go to Scotland because it's being shown at like some Scottish film festival, right?
Right.
The whole
Edinburgh Film Festival.
Kreitzer family and your spouses and girlfriends and everything.
Yes.
Right? And they win, essentially, the Academy Award of Scotland.
They did.
Right?
Crazy.
What was it called? Like the
BAFTA. The
Haggis Award or something, right?
The Scottish BAFTA Award.
Okay, so,
best film.
Okay, remember, Jim Kreitzer is a dentist. He's not a dentist, but it's better for the story, okay? So now, your mother and your father have this lovely, essentially,
screening.
Yes. Private screening. I've never been to one of those in my life. We were lucky enough to get invited, right? And we go to this lovely event at this little community center, and there's like 100 people there.
Right.
Little cocktails, whatever.
Yeah.
And then here comes your dad up on the stage, and so everybody knows your father, right? And I've had the pleasure of meeting and getting to know your mom and dad. They're lovely, lovely people. And your dad's up there, and he's kind of apologizing for the movie already, right? It's a golf movie. You know, movies are subjective. But he's telling a little bit of the story, which is very interesting about how he gets this movie made. And he, goes to Scotland. And like the guy, the main guy that plays the old Tommy.
That's Peter Mullen.
Peter Mullen, who's like a famous actor in Scotland. Yep. According to your father, he's the Tom Hanks of Scotland.
He's a big deal over there.
He's a big deal. He's very good.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I can be honest with you. My wife and I are like, I'm going to watch a golf movie. On the edge of our seats. Okay.
You're so kind.
No. This is a really good father-son love story. Not the love story between the father and the son, but the relationship between the father and the son. Oh, yeah, they love each other. And then this beautiful relationship with he and this woman that he meets, the young Tommy. And then it's a whole story about different classes of people and raising your station during a time in the 1800s where, people were like, you're a cobbler and that's all you're ever going to be. And, I'm a banker and that's what I'm going to be. And so this movie's excellent. And when you talk to your father, hopefully he's listening, okay, this movie is Rocky.
You said that on Thursday night.
I know. Okay? But so Rocky's not a boxing movie.
Right.
Rocky is a love story, and he's a boxer.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful story. And sure, golf plays a little bit, but it's not, it's not like you're not learning how they made golf balls or, how they make clubs or anything like that, which, or like whatever. But I mean, it's part of it.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful movie. This movie's going to be is going to do really well.
I hope so. I mean, I have to say the same thing when all throughout his making of it, he's going, read this book. And I'm like, I don't really play golf. I don't get the golf thing. And
right.
When we went to go see it at the film festival.
But I don't want him to just talk about it like it's a golf. It's not a golf movie. And he was saying that the thing, it's going to be on the golf channel. I'm like, that's great, but I don't want it to be that. Did you know that have you ever seen the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
Amazing movie, right? Box office flop. Did you know that? You know why they say that? When you talk to Morgan Freeman, you know why he thinks it was a box office flop?
Why?
The name. Mm. Shawshank Redemption. People like didn't get it and didn't know what it was going to be about. You know what was another flop at the movie theater?
What?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, your fave. Really?
Right. My fave, the whole world's fave. Flop. Complete flop. Because the timing, it was dark. It's a dark movie. But it has this great message. This movie needs good marketing, and it's gonna get nominated.
Oh, come on.
Write this down. What's the date? 8/22, December 7th. No, 17th. Okay. Remember this movie in April, Tommy's Honor. It's being distributed by Lionsgate.
Yes.
So I can't wait.
Thank you so much. It was fun. It was. We're
you didn't do any. What do you mean it's fun? You didn't do anything. You're just the daughter.
Well, I'm saying thank you for.
It was so much fun.
Time
like
to take a break.
Like you were in Scotland. Well, you were, but you were there partying, having fun.
But I'm proud of him. So
you should be proud of him. It's a terrific, terrific movie, and I thought the performances were really good, and the story is great, and they did a nice job. Oh, and by the way, it's directed by Sean Connery's son.
Yes, Jason Connery.
Yeah, which was awesome. Really funny when your dad called him. And he's talking to him about this whole thing. Jason Connery says to your dad on the phone, "You realize this is not Sean Connery, right? That's my dad." And your dad's like, no, I know who I'm calling. It was pretty funny. Tommy's Honor. What's the website?
Tommy'sHonorMovie.com, I think.
All right. We're on it.
Comes out in April.
Comes out in April. You're going to love it. 8:24 in the morning. We'll be right back.
We're talking tools and jive here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
WGN is Plus is Radio Podcast Network. It's home to a variety of conversations with WGN talent and thought leaders, including entertainment, music, news, money, business, and so much more. The all-new WGN Radio Plus app is available now for download in the App Store or at Google Play. It's been completely redesigned. You'll enjoy an easy user experience while you explore and listen to your favorite podcasts. These podcasts rival the best on the market. Try getting to Yes and a WGN Plus original recorded in partnership with Second City Works, the B2B arm of the Improv Master. Search and download WGN Plus in the App Store and get listening. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Drew in Chicago. Hi, Drew. You're on WGN.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted your advice. Started probably about 3 or so weeks ago. My wife and I live in a real old home in Chicago. Every time she walked in the door, she said it smelled a little funky in the house, a little bit like farts. And I couldn't smell it, but
if you dealt it, and never mind, go ahead.
Well, so as soon as I opened the basement door, I realized the smell was definitely getting a little stronger, and it's a sulfur smell. So I'm looking around my basement, I'm smelling the water heater, the slop sink drain, and I figure out that it's coming out of a floor drain that's on the floor of our unfinished basement.
Okay.
So I did a little looking online, and I saw something that said there's, like, water in the drain where if it evaporates, it allows sewer gas to come into the house.
Correct.
Heard of that before?
Yep. Sure. So,
the advice they gave me was basically just to pour some water down there, which I did. I couldn't hear the water level change or anything.
No. Okay. So imagine when you look underneath your sink, you see the trap, right? The little J bend that's underneath your kitchen sink or any sink, right?
Sure. Yes.
That little gap exists in your floor drain as well. That little J bend, and the whole idea is that J bend is supposed to hold water to keep the sewer smell out. That's essentially the plug. In a floor drain where where water sits and you don't normally use it, you're not pouring anything down there, water eventually evaporates. So a trick in floor drains is you fill it up with water. You won't hear the change in any kind of level. It'll just keep taking the water, but it'll fill up beyond that point. And if the smell goes away, I'm assuming now since you did that, the smell is gone.
Well, yeah, so I put about 2 gallons down initially. It helped immediately, but within probably about a day or two, it started coming back. So I put about 10 gallons down it after that, and it's been okay for about a week or so.
Okay, well, just so you know, you need about a cup. That's all you need. But if so two things. If it continues, if you take a flashlight, okay, and you take the cover off the floor drain, you take a flashlight, and you look at the level of the water, you should be able to see the water. Is that true?
I don't know if I can take the drain cover off, honestly.
It should pop right off. It's probably, is it painted? Is your floor painted?
No, it's really old. It's from like the 1890s.
All right, well, that grate that's sitting there is just sitting inside the pipe. So if you get a screwdriver underneath it, it'll just pop right up.
Okay.
Then you shine a flashlight down there. You should see water. Okay, and it's probably down a good, 5 or 6 inches. Now, a couple things to do. You could take a ruler, okay, and measure, touch the water, and say, okay, this is the level that it's at, and I don't smell anything. Now, you said before, after a couple days, the odor came back. Give it a couple days. If the odor comes back again, go take that ruler and see, wow, it evaporated again. It doesn't evaporate. You could have a crack in your P-trap because the house is so old, okay? Now, okay. If that's the case, we got to break up that floor and change that P-trap. But if the smell doesn't come back, okay, if like, well, I poured this water, it's fine. Then I want you to take a little vegetable oil and pour about 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil over the top. That's going to it's going to float over the top of the water, and it's going to keep it from evaporating. And this shouldn't happen again.
Okay, great. All right. So if it comes back, it may be a bigger issue.
If it comes back when you measure this and say, wow, it dropped down again, the smell, that P-trap that's under the floor might need to be replaced. That's something you could call PermaSeal to come out and take a look, because they offer full-service plumbing as well. Appreciate the phone call.
Hold your head up, hold up, hold your head up, hold up, hold your head up, hold up, hold your head up, hold your head up.
Remember who did this song, Veronica?
I should know this.
You should know this. Argent.
Okay.
I knew that.
You knew this one?
I'm music. I'm not movies.
Right. That's good.
I'm usually really good at music. My son and I play Name That Tune. We flip channels all the time. And nobody in my life has ever been able to beat me, but he's getting there.
Really?
Only if it's 70s classic rock, though, that he can't
right.
He can't
nobody
beat
can
me
beat me
else.
Unless it's Carly Rae Jepsen or something, whatever her name is. What's
I'm pretty
name?
Good at even the new stuff, too, but my son is not. He doesn't. Yeah. If I put it on a newer, modern station, he just looks blank.
That's funny. Well, the reason we played that song is that this has something to do with your head. Actually, it has everything to do with your head. So you want to hold your head up. Joining me on the phone line right now is Alex Meisman, who is the National Event Director for a company called Love Your Melon. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lou. I appreciate it.
So I'm on a flight going somewhere. Maybe I'm coming back from New York, and I'm on the Twitter, and all of a sudden I get some Twitter feed or something about this company called Love Your Melon. I don't even know how I got it. And I click on it, and I read this quick little story, and I immediately send it to Lindsay, whom you chatted with, our producer. And I said, I want to talk to these people. This is an awesome company, and I love what they're doing. And you and Lindsay immediately was like, oh, I know this company, and I'm aware of this company. I talked to my daughters. I have we have 4 children, but I have 2 daughters. One's in college and one's a senior in high school. And they, too, were familiar with this company. And I want to make sure that I tell lots of people about your company because I love what you're doing. Tell our listeners what Love Your Melon is all about.
Well, I appreciate it. So Love Your Melon is an apparel company dedicated to helping children battling cancer as well as their families. So, we donate a hat, like a beanie or a baseball hat, to every child in the country battling cancer, and we do that in a special way. We actually personally donate them dressed up as superheroes. So we have college ambassadors, about 12,000 at over 770 different universities across the country that actually put on our Love Your Melon superheroes and visit children, in hospitals and in Ronald McDonald houses all across the country so that they could give a beanie and a smile to children undergoing, something that a lot of us don't understand, but that a lot of us have had a family member battle. These are 3- and 4-year-old children that are battling, a form of cancer that, they've never had to deal with, and their families never had to deal with. And so we try to provide that therapeutic give back and something energetic to, remind these kids that they're still kids and that, there's a support system all around the country to help them.
How long has this company been in existence?
we started in 2012. Our co-founders, Zachary Quinn and Brian Keller, are actually students at the University of St. Thomas here in St. Paul. And, you know, they started as a class project. And, you know, it went from two college students and one university to now over 12,000 college students and over 770 universities across the country. So we've been around just a little over 4 years. And in that time, we've actually donated $1.5 million to cancer research and family support and over 86,000 hats to children all across the country.
It's
amazing.
Where is the company? Where do you make these things?
So all of our products that we sell are made here in the United States. It's one of our staples. We believe very strongly in Made in America. The beanies are actually made here in Minnesota, in Mendota Heights, at a place called Minnesota Knitting Mills. And they knit all of our hats right here, providing jobs to not only Americans, but Minnesotans, just like where we started. Our baseball hats are actually made in Denver, Colorado, and then are shipped out to all of our customers and supporters around the country.
So the idea is you sell primarily, or do you sell entirely from your website?
We do mainly on our website. We've been known to supply local boutiques to, you know, show the community that we're out there. But
right.
We're trying to you know, meet demand on our website. We keep selling out. I don't know if you visited our website recently, but
yeah.
After Cyber Monday, you know, we sold out of a lot of products. I mean, that was thousands of beans, and that just shows the support and really the movement that that Zach and Brian have really created. To, you know, providing hats and support to children and families. But, you know, we're staying on our online presence for now.
Right.
We're just trying to meet that demand as closely as we can. And then, you know, hopefully next year we'll be able to ramp up production once again to, you know, get into these more local boutiques or even go into, you know, major apparel around the country.
The whole idea behind this, I would think the model is very similar to like the Tom's company, right? Where you buy a beanie and a portion of those proceeds. I know Tom's is where they, right, you buy a set of shoes and they donate a set of shoes. And it sounds like that's what Love Your Melon does, but also a portion of the profits also go, you donate a portion of the profits as well to cancer research, correct?
Correct. So Zach and Brian were actually inspired by the Tom's model. So when they started Love Your Melon, it was actually a buy one, give one. So if you bought a beanie, then you were able to say that another beanie was given to a child battling cancer. Where we changed was in April of 2015, we realized that we had sold enough products as a company to provide a hat to every child in the country battling cancer. So instead of continuing that buy one, give one model, because, you know, if you've said that you've provided a hat to every child in the country battling cancer, you don't want to say they keep getting hats. So
right.
100,000. We don't want to give like three or four hats to these children. We want to provide, you know, that one hat, that one smile, that one experience, and then in addition, do something else. So in April of 2015, we actually switched the model over, saying that we will continue supplying hats to any child that's newly diagnosed and those experiences. But in addition, we'll provide 50% of our profits to pediatric cancer research and pediatric cancer support for like families and things like that. So that's kind of like step two of what our plan is. So that, you know, we're also doing the hats, but now anyone that buys a hat can say, you know, a child that's battling cancer will get one of these, as well as, you know, cancer support and pediatric family support will be given financial support from this company, this hat company that was started by two millennials.
I love, too, the fact, Alex, that you mentioned that you have all these ambassadors. And so you're taking young people, you're taking young college kids, and you're giving them an opportunity to work with you guys. And this whole concept of giving back and saying, look, we want to dress you up like a superhero.
Yeah.
And I want you to go into a children's hospital somewhere or a hospital somewhere and help a child smile again and remember that they're a kid. And I mean, there's no dollar amount, Alex, that can define what that is for everyone involved.
Absolutely not. And, you know, that's one thing that when I got started with Love Your Melon that really drew me into what this process is. I mean, there are a lot of organizations out there that you can donate money to, and, you know, they'll come out with these huge benchmarks. But the story that we tell is so very different. I mean, you know, it's these college students that we don't recruit. They come to us and say, hey, I'd like to start a college campus crew at the University of St. Thomas or the University of Minnesota Duluth. And I want to personally get my friends involved so that we can promote your message and then personally help the children that are in our community that are battling cancer and their families. And so, you know, Love Your Melon started in Minneapolis, St. Paul, so that Zach and Brian could help families here in the Twin Cities. But now there's so many other college students around the country that have taken on that mission in their community to better the lives of these families and these children. And, you know, it's cool for them because they get to dress up. They get to get, you know, a large number of these hats. And then they get to bring them in and, you know, go room to room, do arts and crafts with the kids. Really anything that they can do that's approved by the hospital beforehand, they're allowed to do. And, I mean, this can go from, you know, having a little music show or some kind of play all the way up to having a celebrity come in and perform for these kids and, like, donate these hats. So, you know, really there's no limit to the experience that our ambassadors can create for these as long as, obviously, it's approved by the hospital.
Right.
So that's really what's fun about it. And, you know, we're taking these college students and, you know, developing them as leaders of tomorrow and showing them that anything is possible, especially when you're trying to do something for somebody else, being selfless. So, you know, since then, you know, that's what Zach and Brian started doing, and now we're inspiring thousands of college students to do the same thing for these children and to have fun doing it. Remember that while cancer is, you know, not the most popular topic when it comes to, like, you know, a child that's, you know, not doing so well during treatment, you know, there are other things that we can do to really better their lives and their family's lives in a fun way.
Well, so. I love the whole thing, and I recognize and I realize that, you know, we are blessed here at WGN to have a very large audience, and hopefully we send lots of people to your website. But I also do recognize the fact that you're trying to keep up with demand. So I will tell people that while you may not be able to find the exact hat you want to find to help ultimately help kids, don't come back when they get their production up. The need is all year long. So while it's wonderful to talk about this thing around the holidays, I think your mission and your message is, you know, it's 365 days a year. And when stuff changes or you guys do something new, I want you to keep my phone number and I'll put you on this 50,000-watt blowtorch and we'll promote it until the cows come home, because I think what you're doing is special, it's meaningful, and it's the right thing to do. How do people find more information about your company, Alex?
They can definitely visit our website, which is loveyourmelon.com. And then if they want to see the impact that we're doing and that our ambassadors are doing, they can definitely visit us on social media. We're on Facebook at loveyourmelon, and Twitter and Instagram, all at Love Your Melon. So definitely visit us and check out our website. And, you know, we appreciate the time and the support, and hopefully we can continue to make an impact in the lives of these children.
Alex Meisman is the National Event Director for Love Your Melon. It's a company that's making a huge difference in the lives of kids battling cancer. I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Congratulations to your whole company, and keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, Lou. We appreciate it, and good luck to you guys against the pack this Sunday.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. But remember here, it's going to be cold through March, so you're going to need some of those hats no matter what. And so if you can't find the one today because they're trying to ramp up their production, you know, the best thing that could happen to that company is that they're sold out because they give 50% of their profits to help pediatric cancer patients. What a great, great idea and just something terrific. Love Your Melon. I love your melon. Be right back after this.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
9:21 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Time for our Benny's Beverage Depot wine tasting. I have some celebrity wine tasters in here. Kristen Decker, Kathy O'Malley, Sam Panionovich, and Lindsay Smithwick. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, this is my job.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm at work.
Kathy says, which is the most expensive? So Benny sends over these wines for us to taste. It's always difficult to choose wines when you go out. And obviously Benny's, you know, if they don't have it at Benny's, it's not worth drinking. Who has in front of them the
Marietta Old Vine Red. We need to look at the bottle.
We didn't open that one.
Oh, we didn't open that?
Yet.
Who has the Pond Hawk California Chardonnay? Well, I'm just reading from the list. Who has the... I have the Jam Jar Sweet Shiraz. It's a 2015. Ready for something different? A real standout. This semi-sweet Shiraz from South Africa. The name doesn't deceive. It's a jam jar full of cherry, blackberry, and plum pie filling.
Fun. Wow.
That doesn't have a price on it either. That must be the expensive one.
That one's extra fancy.
Is it really sweet?
It's sweet.
I'll bet.
It's sweet. All those... But you know what's funny about reading this? And I don't know if this happens. I love wine. But when I read blackberry, cherry, and plum pie filling, and then I take a sip, I taste all of that.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, and I think if they said, tastes like aluminum siding and old shoe leather.
Listen to me.
Oh, yes, I get that
I would
undertone.
Know aluminum siding. What wine do you have in front of you?
I have the Bogle Essential Red. It's a standout based on Old Vine, Zin, Syrah, and Cab. It has layers of complexity. Boysenberry, sweet black cherry, and touches of vanilla.
Juicy, intense, and gratifying.
Ooh. I had a boyfriend like that once.
Hello.
That's nice wine. That's
like
nice
that?
Red wine.
That
yeah.
is only $10.99 a bottle. What do you have in front of you, Sam?
I've got the Wine of Substance, the Cab. Drop this Washington State beauty into a tasting of $30 California cabs, and it'll likely be the winner. Full throttle with loads of cassis, loam, violets, plums, and toasty oak.
Loam is taste. Dirt.
Only $14.99 a bottle. These are all affordable.
I know.
What do you have?
Dirt.
I do taste the cassis.
You do?
I don't know what cassis is. I have no idea.
Oh, Kristen, what do you have in front of you?
I have the, what is this? The Monte Antico Rosso, 2011. It's the best of Tuscany, and it puts a new world twist on it.
Sangiovese.
Thank you. The main grape of Chianti, Merlot, and Cabernet make up the blend, a ripe black cherry and plum with hints of spice and crushed rock.
Crushed rock? Well, I'm sorry, what is crushed rock?
Well, she's going to taste it and tell us.
Okay.
A perfect match for Tuesday night pasta.
Okay, check out the $9.99, crushed rock.
$9.99 a bottle.
Yeah. Only Tuesday night pasta, though, not right. Thursday night pasta.
You get the crushed rock on
it. I don't like it.
Okay, but
sorry.
You have
but
to admit.
I'm sure many people would.
But you have to admit, having a glass of wine in the morning, it's not that bad.
No, it would be nice with toast.
I would have been a great priest.
Yeah.
What do you have in front of you?
I'm going to have an issue here.
Why?
Well, I have a cold again, and I just tried a sip of Kristen's, and I didn't even taste. Maybe you should
Let me try the crushed rock.
Crushed rock.
You guys do the rock. Rosé is more my style.
All right. What is that?
So Lindsay will explain.
Please. And yes, for me. But this is the Ana de Cordenu. My eyes went right to this bottle. I've actually had this rosé before, and it is so good. Isn't it good?
She hasn't had it yet.
Oh,
I'm waiting for you to describe it so I know what to taste.
It's a brut rose champagne that has cherry and strawberry tones, aromas of red berries with faint notes of green apple. Creamy on the palate with a good balance between acidity and sugars and a very refreshing finish. On the whole, this cava is ideal with aperitifs and as a drink between meals. $12.99.
Got a cava?
And the cutest bottle. It's great for like girls'
I like this
nights.
Much.
You like that.
Yeah.
You like that. I like that. It's all
it's
brut
light,
champagne, yeah.
Very fresh.
Right. So brut really means typically it's drier.
Brut is drier.
Right. Yeah.
Really, I thought brut just meant that it was bubbly.
Look at this bottle.
No. It's pretty.
Isn't it pretty? This would go great with your
this
purse.
This is coming from the guy that carries a purse.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dry.
You like that, right?
Yeah, it's
good.
Not real heavy
it's good.
Sweet.
See, drinking in the morning is not that bad.
Not the best.
Right?
Where's my toast?
Right. You know, they make jelly out of the same things they make the wine out of, right?
Yeah.
So all of these wines and more are available at your participating Binnie's, well, all of the Binnie's all across the area. We have 3 gift cards to give away to Binnie's. How much are they worth?
$50.
Three $50 gift cards. If
for
you call
the judges.
Get to take the wine home. 312-591-7000. The first 3 callers, 312-591-7000 on our contest line, will win a $50 Binnie's gift card.
And I'll put all the information up on your Facebook page,
yes.
too.
And I just have to say, I am not a paid spokesperson for Binnie's, but I really appreciate that.
Nor am I.
I do not know anything about wine.
Right.
I love bringing it as a gift. And what I usually do is go into Binnie's and just go, please help.
And they always pick a bottle that whoever I'm giving it to really likes.
And it's so funny. Kathy's not a spokesperson for them at all. She walked in here with a giant straw, and she said, where's the wine?
And actually, this Essential Red has nice legs. I remember when I learned that expression.
What is that?
Can I say something?
See on the side of the glass.
Yeah.
Also,
Kathy, I used to say the same thing about you.
Cassis.
I have my day.
You're right. Cassis is cassis. It's French for blackberry.
You can taste it.
Actually, I think we're going to be visiting Cassis on the Kathy and Judy Tour of Provence.
Oh, my gosh. It all comes full circle. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
928-312-981-7200. Don't go away.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
I don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Time for our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by iwantsmart.com. And congratulations to our three winners of the Binny's Beverage Depot gift cards, helping Chicagoland celebrate the holiday season since 1948. The number one retailer for wine, spirits, and beer. If you can't find it at Binny's, it's probably not worth drinking.
True story.
We awarded all three of those, so thank you for calling, all of you, and enjoy. By the way, I just reminded myself when I was at the little holiday hoo-ha yesterday that we had, you know, and I was chatting with Dave Ennett, and I believe it's his father's birthday today. And if I'm not mistaken, he's 93.
Wow. That's great. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Ennett.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah, right. Mr. I don't know his first name, but God bless him. That's great. How about that? 93.
That's
Holy
awesome.
Smokes. Hey, Northwestern's actually playing at the United Center, right?
Northwestern and Dayton.
Flyers.
Are you rooting for the Flyers openly?
Well, no, I'm not, but our daughter Mallory applied to Dayton and just found out she got in.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's the Dayton Flyers.
So that's
they always have a really good basketball team out there.
You're going to just accumulate.
And actually, there's a Bertrand that goes to Dayton.
It's funny how, you know, when your kids were growing up, you didn't realize what you'd get into, because now when they go to college, you accumulate more and more fan bases, right?
Oh, my God.
And you're a Michigan fan.
Right.
You might be a Dayton fan, and who
right.
knows what the younger
Who knows?
Ones.
Right, exactly.
Harvard, Yale.
What are they?
Harvard, I believe.
The Flying.
Yale Bulldogs, I know that.
Right.
And the Harvard.
Crimson, isn't it?
Crimson.
Crimson,
good
right?
Good call, yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, you know, I know my Harvard. Time for Just Text Me. When you send us text messages at 312-981-7200, we try and answer them as quickly as possible. Lindsay has a few.
I do. 847, I have a wood cabinet with a vented back that holds my kitchen trash can. After 30 years, it's starting to smell. I've used Fresh Wave and rinsed it with baking soda, but it's still stinky. Better, but not great.
With a vented back?
That's what it says.
Say that again?
I have a wood cabinet with a vented back that holds my kitchen trash can.
Hmm. All right. I'm assuming that I can take the vent cover off and that there must be some food or something that's behind there that we can wash. We need to clean it, whatever it may be. There's some residue or I'm sure they've already done this, to wash the entire inside of this cabinet. I'm going to make the assumption that it's just a garbage can that's in there that they slide in and out. And it also, the thing that can happen is that depending on if it's a particle board, over time, it can absorb a lot of odors. Now, the FreshWave crystal gel in that spot should work within about 24 hours. So I would try that after it gets cleaned. And if that vent cover can come off and you can clean behind it, maybe with a brush, that would be helpful.
Lovely.
Well, if it works.
If it works. Let's see. 630. Hi, Lou. My fireplace in the living room. The last time I used it, smoke kept coming back in. I've lived here and used it 10 years. This is about the fifth time this year we've used it, and all of a sudden it's happening. What happened?
Well, I mean, there could be a clog in that chimney. It's not anything to mess around with, because certainly an animal, a bird, could have gotten inside there. It could be debris. You hear the spots about Lindeman chimney to come out and inspect and clean it. don't mess around. An inspection and a cleaning is not expensive, and I would call them to come out and take a look. They have a camera system that they can actually put up through the living room to ride up and see exactly what's going on and make sure that it's safe. You don't want a fire at all.
I always think of your colonoscopy example when you
it's
do
what
that.
What it is. It's a colonoscopy for your fireplace. Right. You just don't get graham crackers at the end.
Oh my gosh. I have an injector.
They give you graham crackers.
Really? It's like giving blood, maybe?
Well, you can't eat. You have to drink this nasty stuff the day before.
Yes.
Right? Like a gallon of nasty stuff. And so when you go into this thing, you hopefully that you're it's like at 8 in the morning because right. you're so hungry. And then when you wake up, the first thing they give you is graham crackers. When's the last time you had a graham cracker?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, well, we have kids. The kids love the graham crackers.
Okay. Well, I can't remember the last time I had a graham cracker, and you never knew that a graham cracker tastes that good.
Did you know my dad has a bowl of graham crackers and milk every night? In the middle of the night when he wakes up, like his insomniac.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
is that a story
it.
That he wanted to,
yeah.
you to tell?
I mean, graham crackers and
like it's
milk.
Just standing
like
by? Or he goes to the kitchen and pours the milk, puts graham crackers.
Sometimes he even makes it before he goes to bed because he knows he's going to get up at 2 and want his graham crackers and milk. Try it. It is so delicious.
You know what I think he should try? Some of the CS Cabernet Sauvignon that I have in front of me. Just get up, have a glass of that, and
right
then
out.
Go bread and then go right back to
good
bed.
Good night.
Right.
630, I have an ejector pit. I am replacing the pump and found a large amount of soap scum buildup. Is there something that will break down the scum? It builds up on the pump, and the pump runs quite hot.
Hmm. So obviously the washing machine is draining into the ejector pit, and that's where the soap scum's coming up. I think it... I mean, I would certainly clean it, and then what would probably help is to raise the float on the ejector pump or raise the actual pump itself, if you're going to do this, so that it holds more water in the pit so that the pump is surrounded by water longer so the soap scum doesn't stick to it. The other thing you may want to think about is changing the detergent that you use in the laundry. I know that's a big thing for people, like you're totally connected to what kind of soap do you use for the wash?
The Tide Pods.
Really? With the little kids? Ugh. That makes me so nervous.
Well, I mean, I have them up high.
Yeah. I don't know. Not a big fan of the pods.
Well, I love them.
Well, there. Whatever. So that's what I would do.
Great. That's this week's Just Text Me, Lou.
Sponsored by iwantsmart.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Antonio in Carpentersville. Hi, Antonio. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
First, I'm in a 1970 built house, split level ranch. I have the old cast iron black main pipes and the copper sweated pipes.
Okay.
So this past summer, I had to remodel the whole bathroom, so I ended up taking out the tub, taking out the toilet, air sink, and everything else. I got everything put back in and back together, and now I have a problem with my washing machine down on the basement level, and the drain water from the washing machine, when it goes to drain, just comes out of the pipe. So, like, it's there's too much water or something going into the pipe, and then it just overflows coming back out of the pipe.
Overflows back out of the pipe where the washing machine is?
Yes, where the washing machine drains.
It's not coming up out of the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
That's actually upstairs.
Okay, so that's upstairs. Then we go down to like a half basement where your washer and dryer is?
Correct.
And that drains into like a Guy Gray box, or it goes into a sink?
Well, it's actually going into what I have is I can see the black cast iron pipe.
Right.
And off of there is the copper sweated pipe. So that drain line from the washing machine actually goes right inside of, right into that copper sweated pipe.
Okay. And then there's a trap on the bottom of that. You can or cannot see that.
I can see it.
You can see the trap. And if you slowly pour water down that pipe, it'll drain, but under the force of the washing machine, it pops back out.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, the short answer is perhaps when you did some of the remodeling, a piece of debris or something went down some of that pipe and is now lodged in it. One of the things that you can try to do is you're going to have to put a snake down that pipe where the washing machine drains down there to see if you can free up any debris that's there. My guess is that blockage is after the trap, and it's at that connection point where it goes into a Y or a T and then heads out. This goes to a sewer, right? It doesn't go to an injector pit?
Correct. Yeah. Go straight to the sewer.
Yeah. There's got to be some blockage in there, and you just need to put a snake in there. It might be, Antonio, that you can't get that snake through that trap, and you may have to disassemble that little connection point right there. Or if there's a clean-out nearby, you could go into the clean-out with it. But that's probably where that blockage is coming from.
All right. Now, my only question is I tried that before, right. And like you said, I'm having issues trying to get the snake in past that trap area.
Right.
And so I think the only way to take it apart is to actually come and heat it up and sweat it off. But my other question is, I read something online that said something about possibly having air trapped in the system.
I doubt it. I doubt it. No, there's probably a piece of debris or something built up that's causing this. And the air trap, I mean, it could be a vent issue, too. I mean, the risk you have when you go with this in a snake, and especially if you haven't done this at all before, once you start putting the snake in there, depending on where the connections are inside the wall or in the floor, there's no guarantee that the snake doesn't go up the vent instead of down the drain. And so it takes a little bit of monkeying around until you kind of feel that blockage. That's why now a lot of, plumbing contractors use camera systems so they can specifically see where they're going, and then they can use that camera system as well to guide the snake to where it needs to go to free this thing up. You're probably going to have to disassemble that trap system to put the snake in there. If that doesn't work, you can hire a plumber with a camera. People like PermaSeal, offer plumbing services, and you can have them come out. They also have a camera system as well that they use, and it might be helpful for you. Hang on one second. Let's send out what do we have here? He's out in Carpentersville, right? How about a Mr. Fix-It Loose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. 9:48 in the morning. Don't go away.
Happy trails to you.
I just didn't think like playing the music and then going to Happy Trails. I couldn't make that transition work. I'm not an audio guy. I'm just a talker. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks, Veronica, for doing the news. Sam, for drinking all the wine. Oh, and doing the sports. Kathy O'Malley and Kristen Decker and Lindsay Smithwick and Bob Ferguson, you're all the best. Our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. Here's Eileen in South Holland. Hello, Eileen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, I love that song you play at the end.
Well, that's nice. How can I help you?
I have, it's an older home in the 70s. Vinyl floor in the kitchen is separating at the seam. And I don't want to, take up the whole floor. Is there a way of putting something in that seam or heating it, or what would you do?
No.
No.
I mean, there's no way. It's what happens with an old vinyl floor like that is that it literally shrinks. It contracts,
Okay.
That gap, I mean, you could clean it up. What color is the floor?
It's like a it's white.
Yeah. And so now you're seeing like the dark underlayment?
No, it's hardly at all. It's just the seam is open.
Is it lifting like you're catching it with your feet, or it's just open?
It's, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like a line, when I...
Yeah, you're not tripping over it, right?
No, but there's a chair there, and I got to avoid putting it near that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how old is that floor?
I don't know. It's from my aunt, so I don't know.
Okay, but it's been there a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
I mean, there's... go ahead.
I can't see the underlayment. It's so close.
Right.
It's just raising in that area.
In that area. Okay, so if it's rising up a little bit, like if you put your hand down there and you can feel it where, you know, it's like, oh, I can feel a little ridge here. You can, or someone can, you can clean that up a little bit. You actually have to take a utility knife and a putty knife and actually separate it a little bit more. Then there is an adhesive that you can put underneath it, and then a heavy weight over the top to squish it back down. That's not going to bring it back. It's not going to bring it back together, but it's going to keep it down and flat so that, you know, the chair doesn't grab it. And then if you wanted to, you could take a little bit of colored caulking that matches the majority of the color of the floor and put that in there. Now, that is problematic because it can collect dirt long term, but it at least, it'll look a little bit better. But there's no way to bring that floor, you know, you can't heat it back up and stretch it and bring it back together, unfortunately. But if you do all that, it'll look a little better, and you won't have to worry about tripping over it or grabbing it with the chair. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
All of us online. WGNRadio.com.
Home improvement costs money. Here's a way to possibly save thousands of dollars per year. Call me, Barry Sterner, founder of Townstone Financial, if your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is above 4% or your 15-year above 3.5%. Thinking about a new home purchase or a reverse mortgage? Townstone has the lowest closing costs and best interest rates, bar none. I guarantee it, and I own the company. So call me right now at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110, or go to townstone.com. Townstone Financial is an Illinois mortgage licensee, 6629 and MLS 136639.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Oh, hi. By now, I'm sure you've heard of PermaSeal, right? But did you know that their vision is to make the world a better place for homeowners throughout the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana area? In addition to being the industry's recognized leader in basement waterproofing and foundation repair, they seek to redefine the construction industry by providing their customers and employees with a remarkable experience. PermaSeal offers standardized, no-haggle pricing and a price assurance guarantee. That means you pay the same fair price as your neighbor, no matter where you live. Their warranties are fully transferable to any new owner, and all PermaSeal employees receive weekly product and customer service training. So when you call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL to schedule a free estimate, they're going to send only full-time, uniformed employees to your home, not temporary help or subcontractors. PermaSeal team strives hard every day to deliver you a superior customer experience and, well, the greatest value you can experience. For your basement waterproofing, crawl space encapsulation, and sewer backup prevention, you know who to call. 800-421-SEAL. PermaSeal has earned an A-plus rating from the BBB. That's 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net. All right, a couple quick things before I leave you, and Kathy and Judy are coming up. Remember that all the wine that we tasted today is up on my Facebook page, and you can look at all the different wines, the pricing, what they were, and if you're going out to Binney's, tell them you heard about it on the Mr. Fix-It Show. We, as I mentioned, you've heard this, you know this, that my wife and I have a couple of hardware stores, one in Edgebrook and one in Villa Park. Next Friday, December 23rd, the Villa Park Ace at 46 South Villa Avenue in Villa Park is going to be hosting a blood drive from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Life Source is going to have their donor coach parked out in front of the store. Appointments are recommended and can be made by calling 877-543-3768, or you can go online at lifesource.org. Mention the group code 232G. We'll put all this up on our Facebook page as well. Villa Park Ace. Walk-ins are also more than welcome. Donors are going to receive juice, cookies. That's always why I go. A $10 Villa Park Ace gift certificate and a $10 Visa gift card. So for further information, if you'd like to learn more, Just go to lifesource.org. That's lifesource.org or call 877-543-3768. Thank you so much for listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. The Kathy and Judy Show are going to be coming up after the 10 o'clock news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.